All right, let's get going here. Good morning, children. And it is morning, and you're not children. In fact, if you're a listener to this podcast, you're probably one of the very few adults on the planet Earth. There aren't many of you. Most people are about as fucking retarded. You know, people say, well, you can't call it, you shouldn't use the word retarded. It's insulting to retarded people. Yeah, it is, because to associate you normies with retarded people, because retarded kids at least put some fucking effort into it. You know, they can't help it. You people, you could help it if you just fucking put some effort into it and tried. But you're not going to do that, are you? You can scream and shout with all your might. Yeah, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Go fuck yourself. Good morning. It is, what the fuck time is it? It's 07:30 morning. I gotta get this podcast recorded, get it posted, so you guys don't have to go without more great one. I know how painful it is to not have a new podcast for a great one. I understand. I mean, I do. I feel your pain. It's kind of like when a day comes and goes and I swing by Adam Piggott's website and there's still no new Pushing Rubber Downhill podcast. I'm like, what the fuck is Adam doing? Goddamn fucking wanker. So those of you wondering what the great one is doing, the great one is working his ass off. I'm somewhere around 70 hours so far this week. So 7:30 in the morning, knocking out the podcast. The brain is almost functional, so bear with me, drinking my coffee. Thought about making a martini, that would have lubricated the brain a little bit better, but after this I gotta go to work. All right, folks, almost fell asleep there. All right, let me start off first by saying shout-outs to Captain Capitalism over at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com and Frank Servi over at, what's Frank's website? Oh, frankservi.com. Both of them linked to my podcast about Lucy, which is what we're gonna do part three of that little series. Got more observations and stuff on that. And possibly some other stories, but we'll see how this all goes. As soon as my brain warms up. All right. There was something else I was going to talk about. Oh! I was just going to mention, just a quick reminder, that the internet is coming for you. If I didn't say this already, we know that Davis Arini's website got, not his website, Davis Arini's YouTube channel got taken down. God damn it, computer. Fuck you. God, I hate technology so much. God, I fucking hate technology. Davis Arini's YouTube channel got taken down. Well, Grandpa Lampshade's website over at WordPress.com got taken down, which is kind of a surprise to me it took this long, considering that it was called the Semitic Truth Center, and Grandpa Lampshade wrote a bunch of stuff about the Jews, which, of course, is the group that you're just not allowed to criticize because they're so equal to the rest of us. And I saw something on Twitter, and I can't go far into this because what I know is almost nothing. But what I got from the Twitter was apparently there was a black man on television, a news, I don't know if it's CNN or somebody else, I don't know. And apparently he criticized Jews and then he got fired. I don't know if this is true or not. Okay, I'm just saying. Black men, I know you think that you're cool and you're disadvantaged, and but remember, you can't criticize Jews, okay? Doesn't matter if you're a black man. You could be a transsexual black man. You still can't criticize Jews, okay? Criticizing Jews is not allowed. That is the group. Nobody is allowed to criticize Jews, okay? You could be a black female transsexual. You still don't get to criticize Jews, okay? There's no criticizing of Jews. It's not allowed. They are God's chosen people. Anyway, the point is, for those of you conservatives out there who are okay with the Nazis being removed from the internet, remember, once all the Nazis, like Grandpa Lampshade, have been removed from the internet, the leftists aren't going to stop looking for people to censor on the internet, okay? Internet censorship does not have an end point, right? And Capodice has an end point, and Capodice happens when there is no longer a government, right? My worldview outlook has an end point when women are no longer allowed to vote. Okay, we don't need to go any further. That's an end point. When there is no longer an income tax, okay, no income tax, bam, that's an end point. We can stop right there. When all of the military bases, great one, what does it have to do with Lucy? Now, I will get to it, so I'm tangenting already. When there are no military bases with soldiers from the United States on any continent other than North America, okay, that's an end point. We don't need to keep going. Those are end points. I have end points. Right? When I have sex with the CSU women's volleyball team, that's an end point. Internet censorship has no end point. So once all the real Nazis have been removed from the internet, the censors are going to keep going. And that's when you cuckservative, I'm not a Nazi. No, but you're right wing. And because there are no Nazis on the internet anymore, well, now you are the most extreme right wing voice on the internet, which means they will come for you next. What I also like about WordPress.com is when your website gets taken down, if you go to GrandpaLampshadeBlog.wordpress.com, you'll get a message that says GrandpaLampshadeBlog.wordpress.com is no longer available. This blog has been archived or suspended in accordance with our terms of services. And then there's a picture in the background of this cheering. Well, their arms are raised. I don't actually know what kind of noise they're making. There's a crowd of people looking at a stage, and they have their arms up over their head, like they're cheering. So it's like, oh, wait, are you cheering? Are we supposed to be cheering because this website has been removed from the internet? There's no end point, guys. There's no fucking end point. All right, let's get going. Now that I've had time to think about it and rehash some things in my brains and mull things over and got a little feedback, let's cover a few points that take us back to the Lucy episode. So, of course, the first thing that a couple of people said to me is, well, great one. Aren't you worried about being accused of rape? Well, yes and no. And this is a totally legitimate concern. Now, I'm going to go into this. I'm going to explain to you why I am not concerned about her accusing me of rape. Now, this does not mean that I'm thinking it can't happen, right? We don't want to live in a fantasy world here. I'm not saying it's not possible. Of course, it's possible. I'm saying I don't think it's probable. And I'm going to give you a rundown on why that is. But it could still happen. It could still happen. The First thing I want to say, for those of you who are saying, well, great one, she might accuse you of rape. Well, yeah, she might, because of all the things I did. But keep in mind, boys and girls, we live in a world where there is no way to protect yourself from a false rape accusation. Because, and words have meaning, language matters, false rape accusations, by definition, are false. If you think a woman cannot accuse you of raping her, even though you've never made physical contact with her in your life, well, you're wrong. Okay? So there is no, in today's climate, there is no safe from false rape accusations. That is a condition that does not exist. A woman whom you've never even been in a room with in your life, ever, can accuse you of raping her, and you will be assumed guilty until you prove your innocence, because hashtag believe women. So if you're thinking, oh my, if you're one of the hysterical virgin toes who is freaking out because I did these things and I'm going to get accused of rape, and you're going, you know, full blown out hysterical, and this is why you can't talk to women and associate with women and breathe the same air as women, and you have to be virgin toe in your mom's basement. Guys, even being virgin toe in your mom's basement does not protect you from false rape accusations. There is zero protection from that until the end point of not allowing women to vote has been reached. Okay? The days when there was a chance you could not be accused of rape, those days are over with. It doesn't matter what you do, you can be accused of rape. Here's why I'm not too concerned about rape accusation. First of all, she asked me out multiple times, and I have text message evidence of this. This is why you never delete your text messages. Never delete text messages. And once again, let me just emphasize, I'm not saying any of these are bulletproof, okay? But it's the total body of evidence when you put it together is what works for you. None of this is bulletproof, and certainly none of this is bulletproof on its own. On the day that we were last together, that 5 hours that she will remember for the rest of her life, and we'll get to that in a minute. This is part of why I took her from one bar to another bar. Is, of course, you want to lead a woman physically from one place to another place. You know, every pickup artist in the world will tell you that one, and that's one of the things they're right about. But we traveled from one bar to another bar so that there was this... so that there was this transition. Once again, it's hard to say, well, he raped me, but I left this bar and walked down the street with him to another bar. Now, I mean, had I drugged her and tied her up and carried her to the other bar, sure. But she voluntarily, once again, remember, I'm saying that a woman voluntarily did all of these things. Remember, women are objects, they are not agents. And this, okay, look. See, here's the thing. Let's come at this a little bit of a different way. As I just sit here, I could read this list to you like a fucking BuzzFeed retard or something. 10 different ways men rape women without knowing it because they're all sexist. It would be fascinating to... God, it's like I don't want to say this like I want it to happen, but okay, let's say that I get accused of raping this girl, and I'm actually in a courtroom, and I'm under oath, and there's the publicity and everything, and okay, so my life is ruined. I now have nothing to lose. which is, once again, guys, for those of you on the left, one of the worst things you could do is so completely destroy a person's life that they have nothing left to lose, because that's kind of like unleashing a monster. I feel my throat, my voice is going out. Probably from yelling at people at work. Actually, I have not been yelling at people at Weyland-Yutani. I've been staying very calm so far. It's really difficult. Oh my God, they're so dumb. So the lawyer says, well, great one, you raped Lucy. And I said, well, she's the one who sent me a text message and asked me if I wanted to go out for a drink. Oh, but great one, you still raped her. Well, no, hold on, but she wanted to associate with me. Well, no, but great one, but that was the patriarchy. See, she felt obligated to associate, and she only went out with you to tell you she wasn't going to have sex. Wait, hold on, so are you saying that women can't control their own behavior? Are you saying women are objects, not agents? A great one. You raped this girl. Okay, but I left the bar. She came with me voluntarily, and she went to a different bar. And she chose to sit down beside me, and she chose to let me put my arms around her and kiss her. Blah, blah, blah. Well, great one, but you unduly influenced her, and she was confused, and she has bipolar disorder, and she had done a shot of whiskey before she met you, and she was drunk, and she couldn't make her own decisions. Oh, wait, hold on. So she couldn't make her own decisions about what to do with her body, but she can make decisions about who should be president of the United States. Can you explain to me, Mr. Lawyer, how a woman can't decide what to do with her body, but she can decide who should be president of the United States, and by extension, has influence over the bodies of every human on the planet Earth, because he's the most powerful man on the planet Earth and he has the nuclear launch codes. So you see, this is the problem in our society. And this is why there's no way you can ever be safe from false rape accusations. This is why women can't be allowed to vote. Children are treated as children. Right, we know this. Children are children. You have an 8-year-old child. You know, and I mean you and me, we're not talking about leftists who think that 8-year-old children are supposed to be ass-fucked by pedophiles. We know that 8-year-old children are children. You don't give 8-year-old children responsibility. You don't let them vote. You don't let them drive cars. You don't give them large sums of money. You don't give them credit cards. They are children. They are not responsible. And this is understandable. They do not have sufficient life experience to be responsible. Men are adults. As men, we are responsible. We are, in fact, what somebody, who was it who said this? I think it was Judgy Bitch. I think in one of her posts, she wrote about this. How men are, what's the fucking term she used? I think she's called it hyper-responsibility. Where men in our society are considered to be responsible even for things that they couldn't possibly be responsible for. And if you listen to this podcast, I suspect you probably fall in the same category as I do. We take responsibility for everything in our lives. Even probably things we're really not responsible for. Because we're not interested in being victims, and we want to be able to control our lives, right? And that for which you are not responsible is that which you cannot change. We know the only way we can change our lives is to take responsibility for that aspect of our lives. So children are never responsible. Men are always responsible. All right, once again, let's say that I am accused of raping Lucy. Moses says there, well, she was drunk. Well, I was drunk too. Okay, me being drunk does not... alleviate me of responsibility for my actions. But her being drunk, and I'm drunk with quotes because we were not drunk, we had two beers or three beers, and we're both seasoned alcoholics, we can both hold our liquor, that's one of the things we had in common, we can both hold our booze. Her drinking a beer alleviates her of all responsibility. And this brings us to the problem. Children are always children. Men are always adults. I can't talk. Women get to be children or they get to be adults depending on which of those categorizations best benefits them in the moment. As I have said, I haven't said this lately. I used to say this years and years ago. Let me see if I can even remember the phrasing. Women do not want equality. Women want preferential choice based on... well, fuck, I was so brilliant. Women want... well, women want me, but there's something else they want. Women want preferential treatment based on personal... anyhow, the point is, women want to be able to make it up as they go along in any given circuit, right? But again, when it comes to voting, women are intelligent, analytical, and they're really smart. But when it comes to something like this, oh, she had no control. She couldn't help it. The patriarchy influenced her into having sex with you, therefore it was rape, right? So the patriarchy can influence a woman into having sex with men, but somehow or another when it comes to voting, well, there's no influence on women at all. They're strong, they're independent, they can make their own choices. And if you can't decide who to have sex with on your own, you certainly can't decide who to vote for. And I certainly don't want you to have a job. Certainly not an important job. Right? I mean, if women are so unable to chart their own course and make their own decisions, do you really want women to be nurses in a hospital and be in charge of making sure that patients get the proper medication? I mean, I don't. So that's why I made sure I moved her from one location to another. Another thing that worked in my favor that I couldn't have anticipated is that while we were going from the bar back to my place, she used her cell phone to call up her friend and lie to her friend and tell her friend that she wasn't with me anymore. Thank God for cell phone records. Because once again, let's say I am accused of raping her. Well, Your Honor, why, during this time period that I was supposedly raping her, she was actually on the phone talking to a friend of hers, telling the friend she wasn't with me anymore. If I was raping her, wouldn't she have told her friend that, hey, I'm being raped by the Great One, and we're actually walking down the sidewalk right now in broad daylight in public view. Could you call the police for me and send them to the intersection of this street, which is where we're at? I have something written in my notes here. I'm not really sure what the fuck it means. I'll come back to that if I figure out what it means. Why is she honest with me, Benora? Finally, here's the biggest reason I think there's no danger of false rape accusations or rape accusations or accusations. That 5 hours that we were together if not the highlight of her life, that was one of the top, like, three moments. I gave her the biggest fucking thrill ride she's had in her 24 years. And this isn't me bragging. Well, it is, but it's not because I'm like, oh, my dick is so big and I'm so good looking and shit. Let me explain this to you. Chicks. Now, this might be a revelation for some of you. Chicks operate on emotions. That's why they are objects, not agents. That's why I don't think they should be voting. They do not have the ability to be rational. They are purely driven by emotions. And anything that spikes their emotions makes their vaginas wet. During that 5 hours, and then the buildup to it as well, and then there's the after effects. Okay, I took her on this giant emotional roller coaster ride, and she loved every moment of it. So she told me that when she originally asked me to go out on this day, she was not intending to break up with me. So let's start there at the beginning. So we have this day like a week and a half ago where she says, hey, let's go out sometime. I'm like, all right, here's the days I'm available. She says, great, let's go out this day because that's the day my husband's at work and I don't want him at home waiting for me. And I said, okay. So now the roller coaster ride began. So she's got the anticipation, if I can talk, anticipation of seeing me. And she wants to see me. She's going to see me when her husband's not home, so the husband won't know that she's with me. So anticipation. All right, going up. And it's like, you know, and then she thinks about it for a few days, and she's like, yeah, I really want to do this guy. Even though I told him I don't want to have sex with him, which is called a green light. We'll get to that later. Frank talks about this in his blog post. He wrote about all of this that I'll link to in the show notes if I remember. When a chick says, I don't want to have sex with you, that means she wants to have sex with you. That's why she's saying she doesn't want to have sex with you. Okay? Because women don't say what's true. They say what they want to be true. All right, so she's going to see me. She wants me. The roller coaster's going up. It's like, oh, you know, I'm going to bang him. It's going to mess up my marriage. I'm trying to be monogamous. Because humans aren't designed for monogamy, and I'm a leftist, and I'm opposed to monogamy in other people, and I think that slut-shaming is bad, but I'm going to try to be monogamous in my life. So I'm gonna break up with the great one. I'm gonna tell the great one I'm never gonna see him again after today. So now the roller coaster's going down. Shit, we're gonna break up with the great one. It's gonna be tragic. So now the roller coaster's going down. All right. So then the day comes. We get together. Bam, there it is. I walk in the door. She sees me. Pussy gets wet. Oh, we're going back up the roller coaster. Ooh, back up. So you don't want to just jump in. So first she's got to make like nothing's wrong, right? She's got to make out like she isn't going to break up with me. So we're having our normal conversation, talking about stuff, you know, science fiction. And we're talking about how people have to learn the hard way. She figured that one out. She even brought it up because if you've been around here for a while, you know, I always say it's impossible for people to fucking learn, like from other people's experiences. You can sit there and tell them, don't touch the stove, it's hot. Don't touch that stove, it's hot. Hey, don't touch the burner on the stove, it's really hot. You're going to burn yourself. No, until you actually touch the burner on the stove, you're just not going to learn. Nobody learns. This is why I have long stopped trying to save people from making mistakes. You have to let people fuck up because that's the only way they're going to learn. And she made, out of the blue, we're talking, and I forget exactly how we got there, but she made exactly the same observation. So we're hanging out, we're drinking a beer, we're chit-chatting, we're flirting with each other. Oh, roller coaster's going up. Yeah, great. All right. And then she's like, okay, I can never see you again because if I keep seeing you, I'm going to have sex with you. It's like, oh, boom, roller coaster's going down. Now it's all serious. Damn, you know, now it's really sad and there's a lot of silence and little puppy dog looks. All right. And then I reach over and I hold her hand. Oh, now we're playing handsies with each other. Now, oh, roller coaster's going back up. Because it's like, oh, man, I don't want to ever see this guy again, but he's holding my hand. And I really like this. And she's, like, really into it. Like, you can tell when you hold, well, not you virgin toes, but those men among you who have held hands with girls before, you can tell the difference between when the woman is letting you hold her hand, but she's just letting you do it because and she's not into it, versus when you're holding a girl's hand and she really likes it. Which, again, this might be weird. I know I'm weird in a lot of ways. I like holding hands with girls. It's like, that is almost as good as the actual sex. Sometimes maybe even better. It's fun. It's nice. You just sit there and you hold a girl's hand. It feels good. You poor virgin toes will never know what this is like. So we're holding hands. And she's into it because we're doing a lot of handsies. Oh, roller coaster's going back up. Okay. Then, in all of this, the great one is doing the thing called fractionating. For those of you who don't know what fractionating is, this is another thing the pickup artist actually get right. Fractionating, where you take the conversation and you use the conversation, you lead her emotions in one direction, and then you turn around, you lead the emotions, and you lead the conversation in a different direction. Maybe that's not the best explanation, but let me give you an example. So I'm sitting, I'm like, yeah, so you telling me that you're never going to see me again, and I know that we've only got so much time together, it's kind of like being told that you only have 6 months to live and you're going to die. And you have to really think about, okay, what am I going to do with my last 6 months of life? And she's all like, oh, sad. And then I say something like, well, I guess we could go back to my house and watch Star Trek. And then she's laughing, right? So you make it really sad and you make her something really funny. Roller coaster. So the emotions are going up and down, up and down, up and down. So then we go to the other place. Well, and we're making out, sticking my tongue in her mouth, all this other stuff. And it's the same thing. I'm going back and forth. I'm like whispering in her ear, "You are so fucking hot." And then 30 seconds later, I'm busting out a joke. And she's laughing. I'm like, yeah, you know, we have to stop this because if your husband finds out, we're going to get in trouble. Back and forth, fractionating, emotional roller coaster. She's loving this shit, trust me. So I'm like, okay, you want to go back to my place? Yeah, let's go back to your place. Actually, no, remember, she's the one who said, let's go back to your place, which is also good. Let's say I'm accused of rape. Well, she's the one who suggested going back to my house. Well, but great one, she only said she wanted to go back to your house because she didn't want to be doing this in public and it wasn't her own choice. You know, she was under influence of the alcohol and the emotions and everything else. And so she's not responsible for her suggestion to go back to your house. And she's not responsible for walking 9 blocks in broad daylight back to your house. And she's not responsible for lying to her friend on the telephone about not being with you, right? She's not responsible for any of those things. To which I would then say, while under oath in the courtroom, then how can she vote? If she's not responsible for any of that, how can a woman be responsible enough to make political decisions? How can they sign legal contracts? This is the problem with our society, is that, and all of you conservatives out there, not to mention the leftists, we know the leftist, but even you conservatives, just give them this free pass. You allow women to be children when it benefits them. And then you pretend that women are adults when it benefits them. So she tells me she's not taking any of her clothes off. Of course, we go back to my place and I take all of her clothes off from the waist up. Now you say, great one. Did you try taking her clothes off from the waist down? And that's a good question. Let's go into that. Let's go into that. See what I did there? Oh, God. This is why I shouldn't podcast early in the morning. I did not attempt to go from the waist down. Oh, I can remember. No. I'll talk about that in a minute. That's under green light section. Here's one reason I did not go for the waist down and go for the actual pussy. Remember the roller coaster, the drama. Women love drama. They love roller coasters. Women love getting attention. Every man Lucy has ever given a green light to in the past has fucked her. I suspect, I don't know this for a fact, okay, I'm theorizing, but I suspect that there has never been a time when she wanted a man to put a dick inside of her that the man didn't put a dick inside of her. I suspect I am the first man she has ever green-lighted who didn't actually fuck her. I outright told her that I wanted to defile her marriage. Outright told her that I didn't care that she was married. I wanted to fuck her anyway. I wanted her to actually be my girlfriend, quote unquote girlfriend, and fuck her on an ongoing, regular basis, despite her being married. And then I didn't do it. Oh, her poor little brain. Her poor little brain is just freaking out emotionally. Because she's not used to this. She's not used to men telling her they're going to fuck her and then not fucking her. So you add all of this together, right? So then it's over with. So then it's done. She goes home. She's got to hide all of this from the husband. Emotional roller coaster. Then she tells the husband what happens. However he responds, I don't know how, once again, I don't know Tanner's response on her side. Does Tanner go into a corner and cry? If that's what happened, now she feels disgust with him because he's not a man. Emotional roller coaster. Or does Tanner freak out and go patriarchal and clamp down on her? In which now, he's being a man-ish, kind of, sort of, maybe for the first time in her life. And once again, as I've explained before, women cannot differentiate between alpha and asshole. Right? So he's being dominant, which is what women want, but he's being probably asshole dominant, right? As in, you know, you can't contact this person. I'm going to read your emails. I'm going to read your text messages, yada, yada, yada. Controlling dominant as opposed to sexual manly dominant. But still, emotional roller coaster for her. And now we're in the aftermath. Like, she's got to put it behind her. Is she still wetting her pussy over me? Who knows? Emotional roller coaster. So there's this long train, this at least, what, 3 weeks probably, of emotional roller coaster. And this is what chicks like. And men who take women on this emotional roller coaster journey and make their vaginas wet, those are not the men women accuse of rape. Those are the men that women submit to. The men women accuse of rape are the betas and the pussies and the sissies and the soys. And the male feminist. If nothing else, I think that is the thing that makes me the safest. Is that when she is dying, as she is, wherever she is, she's dying, those 5 hours of her life, with all that emotional up and down, laughing, sad, breaking up with me, putting our tongue down each other's throat, telling me we gotta stop, we can't do this, putting our tongue down my throat again, laughing some more, walking back to my place, getting spanked on the ass, getting told how hot she is, getting asked if she wants to go downstairs and watch Star Trek. All that roller coaster. That was probably the most exciting 5 hours. And then in the end, not actually getting the dick. Being denied the dick while still having her marriage vows defiled. Biggest emotional roller coaster of her life. She will never fucking forget it. She will relive those 5 hours over and over and over. And again, it's not because I personally am so amazing. This is my point. Any of you can do this. This can be any of you. This is not unique unto me. I am, in fact, I mean, most of you could probably do this better than I could and more often than I could. But that's the formula right there. It's the emotional roller coaster. Green lights. Let's talk about the green lights. Because you stop on the red, you go on the green, and you don't get stuck in between. It's a quote from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Not the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, the country music band that you may know about. In fact, dude, do I have that in MP3? It's this, I have it in vinyl, and it's this old, they're in the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. It's from 1960s, I think. I'd have to dig it out. Anyhow, they have great songs. That's one of the lines from one of their songs, is you stop on the red, you go on the green, and you don't get stuck in between. I need to play them on the podcast. Make a note here. All right, anyhow. Green lights. First of all, and Frank Servi talks about this in his post, she brought up sex. If a woman brings up sex, especially when the conversation you're having has, those are words. Yes, that was almost a sentence. If the conversation you're having has nothing to do with sex and the woman segues to sex, that's a green light. When the conversation segues to how she's not going to have sex with you, that's an even bigger green light. She also told me, and this was in our final 5 hours, she told me, it's really difficult for me to orgasm. When a woman tells you it's difficult for her to orgasm, see, that's a green light. She's issuing a challenge. This is one more reason why I didn't go for the pussy. as when I heard her telling me it's really difficult for me to orgasm. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not even going to try to make you orgasm because you are asking me to make you orgasm. And I am going for 100% emotional roller coaster. I want to bang your fucking feelings around like a ping pong ball in a clothes dryer. That was the greenest of green lights ever. And I didn't take it. And I'm the first man who didn't take it. Of course, telling me she wasn't going to have sex with me, that is, like, again, the biggest indicator, because women tell you what they want to be true, not what is true. And then the final green light was when Tanner sends me a text message telling me to stay away from his wife. I mean, if you have to tell me to stay away from your wife, you're telling me that your wife is down to fuck. I mean, there's a green light from the soy boy. I mean, he knows that his wife wants me. Now, let's take this a little farther. Let's do some talking points here. Discussion points, rather. Talking points are gay. Your wedding vows do not obligate me. Because there may be some people out there who think I'm a terrible human being for doing this with another man's wife. That's fine. You can have your opinions. Okay? Your wedding vows don't obligate me. If I go to the bank and I borrow money to buy a house, and I can't make my house payment, you are not obligated to make my house payment. That loan is a contractual obligation between me and the bank. It has, and they're ignoring the government, bailing, pings things out, and all this other horseshit, okay? You aren't, because in reality, you are obligated, because if I don't pay the bank loses money, the bank will go to the government will give the bank money, that money comes from your taxes. So, in that sense, if I take out a loan from the bank to buy a house, it actually does obligate you. Thank you, statism. But remember, without the government, where would roads come from? We could never have flat places on the ground if there was no government. So you fuckers just cling to your goddamn government. And don't expect sympathy when the government takes your tax money and bails out the banking corporations, because you can go fuck yourselves. It's the same thing with getting married. So Tanner and Lucy made some sort of vows to each other and entered into contractual obligations with each other to not have sex with other people, whether explicit or implicit. And that doesn't bind me. I am not remotely bound by that contractual obligation. And that's another part of the emotional roller coaster. I showed up and I defiled her marriage. I didn't give a shit about her vows. And that's a position of strength. And that's what women respect. And speaking of strength, does anybody remember the days when, if you got cucked by another man, you would at least confront the man face to face instead of just sending him a text message? All right, I'm looking at time. I got to wrap this up. I have a bunch more of the philosophical stuff, because that was all the mechanics. The mechanics is done. I don't think I ever need to speak about any of that stuff ever again. Now there's just some philosophical arguments that I want to extend from this, and I don't have time for that. I will throw out this. The thought audit is going on. The thought audit actually ties into this. I fully support the thought audit. Now, there are some people in my sphere, the ANCAP sphere, who seem to be opposed to this concept. One of them being Anarchy Ball over on Instagram. From what I see of his Instagram, hold on, my voice is going out again. From what I see over on Anarchy Ball's Instagram, he appears to be opposed to the thought audit. And this ties into the whole thing about how you can bang leftist wives. Or was it the leftist? God, how do I fucking approach this in less than 2 minutes, which is how much time I have left in the podcast? Look, thought auditing these women is fine because all of these women are enjoying the benefits of taxation. All of these women think you should be taxed. So that means they should also be taxed. That was a fucking terrible explanation. I don't think my brain, I don't think my brain is ready to attempt to delve into this because this is some. Great one. Just fucking admit defeat and move on. Yeah, my brain is not in the place to talk about this right now. It's because I'm not sufficiently articulate to explain the philosophy behind all of this. Therefore, I'm going to just shut the fuck up while I'm ahead. Okay? Anyhow, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to try not to kill some people. Oh my God, I'm so tired of dealing. I'm already so sick of spending time with the people I work with. Oh, Yoga Pants Girl. Worked with Yoga Pants Girl the other day. She did not wear yoga pants. I was really pissed off. But she still has a cute butt. But I'm ready to kill people. All right. We're out of here. By we, I mean the royal we, myself and the mouse in my pocket. I'm going to talk about the philosophy behind all of this and the hypocrisy argument and stuff like that, but I'm going to have to do that when my brain is way more functional because that's going to require actual intelligent analysis.